Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Oh, how do we feel? I feel bereft. Oh, yes, woo to you too. I feel bereft without Doctor Who this morning. It's like I didn't need to set my alarm, which was for the best, really. Although, you know, some days the cockatoos wake me up before the alarm. I know I've discussed this before, my cockatoo problem. And a currawong problem. There's one that just sits on the bench outside my window, just hooting at me. Birds, bane of my existence. But yeah, no episode today. It feels strange, doesn't it? What am I going to do? it's been very confusing. But we do have an episode coming up next week. Oh my God, can you believe it? It's very strange to have had all these specials and then it's like, oh, there won't be another one until, oh no, it's coming very soon. By the way, thank you for your messages about the 800 episodes, especially if you've sat through them all. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Also, there's technically been more than 800 because there's bonus episodes. Like there's nearly 100 bonus episodes on Patreon. But Squally said, congrats on 800 episodes, Adam. Smiley face, twinkles, emoji. What are this is like pretty stars. It's cute. And heart emoji. And Bert said, big congrats, doll, on 800 episodes. I feel exhausted just typing it. It's testament to your enthusiasm and your lung capacity. Oh, my lung capacity is not great, to be honest. That's a long-term asthmatic. There's not much in there. I push on through regardless. Now, before we get into the promised many theories about the three specials, I need to look at the Church on Ruby Road a bit more because there have been extra previews. Well, like I did the trailer in last week's episodes, but there has been a new trailer. Can you believe it? There's a Disney Plus trailer, which weirdly has no kilt in it. no dancing and no kilt. By the way, Kim on patreon.com/AdamRichard said, the doctor twirling in a club in a skirt. He's definitely not your mother's doctor. I love him. And then a bit later said, oh, it's a kilt. Apologies to all, although I have Scottish heritage. Can I call it a skirt? I think all those pictures of David Tennant in a skirt have fried my brain. There's an embarrassed emoji. Yeah, it's a kilt. I've worn a kilt. I had to wear a kilt for I did a show in Edinburgh for the Comedy Channel when the Comedy Channel had been on for like all of 6 minutes on Foxtel. It was a lot. It was like 98, maybe. It was a long time ago. Yeah, went to Edinburgh with Carl Barron, and we did some live shows, and were followed around by a camera crew. And so one of the things they decided I should do is wear a kilt. So I had to get done up in the full tartan. And they went off to find the Richard's tartan, because that's like a, there is a Scottish clan of Richards. And I'm like, yeah, that's not my actual name. My surname's Delamata. I don't know if there is a Delamata tartan. Richard's my middle name. Anyway, I wore the Richard's tartan, which from memory was a lot of red, and I had to, you know, flounce about in that for a while. Very strange. But there are like heaps and heaps of different tartans, and they will make them for you. Like I think I met this guy at like a thing. They sent me to all these, you know, openings of Canada Tuna in Edinburgh. But I met this guy who had made, like tartan out of latex. Tried to make it traditional. It was a really interesting kind of thing. But yeah, because it's, you know, just weaving, really. Shudi Gatwa in a kilt. I mean, Shudi's Scottish, so I'm sure there's a kilt. And I'm sure someone's made one for his family, and now he's got his own kilt. Anyway, we've also had the new Sonic screwdriver. I don't know if you've seen that. It is amazing. It kind of, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, it looks like one of those universal remotes I used to have. This universal remote that had like a screen on it, and you could have like send pictures. From your computer, you could send pictures to it, so you could like tap on whatever channel you were going to. But now every remote kind of operates every other thing, so the universal remote's gone by the wayside. Except now, obviously, the Sonic screwdriver is a universal remote. There was a universal remote that was in the shape of Matt Smith's Sonic screwdriver. It was like $200. I really wanted it, but, you know, I couldn't justify spending all that money on it. And also, you know, I was living with my sister at the time. And can you imagine trying to explain to her how to change the channel with the Sonic screwdriver? Like, I would have found it, you know, jammed into my ear at one point when I was asleep. We used to share a room when we were kids, and I used to wake up with stuff in my bed. I was like, what's going on here? And she's like, I was trying to stop you snoring last night. So there'd be all these Barbies and some of her weird craft business just in my bed. I'm like, yeah, that's a lot. There's a new clip online. By the way, I love the little Sonic. It's got like a, I don't know if you've seen in the video, there's some Gallifreyan script, which is like a Rwandan proverb about, it's essentially the pen is mightier than the sword, but, you know, it's the sharpness of the tongue is more powerful than the sharpness of the warrior, something like that. Anyway, it's that essential kind of like proverb that, you know, many cultures have, but it's a specific Rwandan one, which I love. There's a new clip where the doctor meets Ruby Sunday for the first time, by the look of things. It's the scene that we've seen like in the trailer where he's running along the rooftops and she's kind of like going through the streets, hanging from the bottom of what looks like a flying goblin boat. It's a whole thing. It's a very cute moment, but it's like, you know, what's your name? I'm Ruby Sunday, and it's like, I'm the doctor. Also, there's the song. I don't know if you've watched the entire clip of the song, the Goblin King song. It's got a weird sort of Hamilton vibe, where everything's like the lyrics are a little bit syncopated to the tune, and it's like, what's going on? But yeah, it's bleak. Like, it is. I know it's very old school fairy tales where the goblins are going to eat a baby. Which, when you hear it in a fairy tale as a kid, you're like, oh yeah, the witch wants to eat Hansel and Gretel. I get it. And, you know, she can't see, so because he keeps sticking the little bone out to go, that's my finger. And she's like, oh, I've got to fatten you up some more. And they're in the gingerbread house. Oh, my God. This time of year, Christmas, so much gingerbread. Like, I've eaten a whole bag of Pfeffernusse. You know those Dutch ginger biscuits? They're like a little kind of like a dome. They're covered in like a white icing, and they're basically just fluffy gingerbread. Oh my God, they're so good. I know, I talked in, I think it was in a bonus episode where I perhaps went on a bit about how much dried fruit there is at this time of year and what terrible effects it has on my downstairs. Anyway, the Goblin King song is bonkers. Like, why is there a band? Why is there like a kind of like a goblin concert? The goblins look amazing. Like, is anyone else like, they're obviously kind of puppety, but then maybe there's some sort of CGI going on as well. Like, that was something I loved about the meat, was that you never went, oh, this is totally CGI or this is totally a puppet. Like, it kind of, I love that unsettling sort of, you can't kind of fix on it. Like, that was one of the things that I loved. I don't know if you've seen Captain America, the First Avenger, directed by Joe Johnson, who used to be a special effects guy. And really effectively, you can never tell with skinny Steve Rogers what's going on, because sometimes it's a stand-in, sometimes it's CGI. It's not like, and it's, if you keep mixing up the various types of effects you're doing, your brain never really settles on one. So you kind of are fooled by it the whole time. Look, there are some thoughts and theories about what's going on in the church on Ruby Road. We'll get to your thoughts and theories on that next. And eventually, we'll talk about those specials.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.